This is the essay, Exercise, by Amos Bronson Alcott. Plato called him cripple, who, cultivating his mind, suffered his body to languish through inactivity and sloth. So Dryden, the wise, for care on exercise depend. God never made his work from man to man. Change of scene, most of all, for quickening the wits, a frequent sharpening of these upon the atmosphere. The full inspiration of mountain and river, sun and shade, sky pictures all around. What is thus imbibed, post by post, sense by sense, from day to day, season by season, not spoken nor suspected at the moment, shall sometimes pour its effluence from the pen or lip, sparkling with the lustrous flood of imagery to delight everyone. Then a plunger to the stream to stir one's blood of a morning and send it bounding and brilliant to the brain for precipitating ideas. Wonderful, the stimulus, and as wonderful the sloth that withholds the exertion. The demon of indecision being as indomitable a rider of its victim as precipitancy and riddance from either were alike desirable. Expel sluggishness from your actions. Opportunity is the chief good in everything. Each moment offers the full cup. Drink, drink deep. Drink it off while you may. All is in the flowing moment. The brimming bowl, if you once spill, time's longest term shall not refill. Live a day once and render all days following immortal thereafter. Live employed and so live free from all fetters like to me. Whose tasks delight him cancels melancholy in UI. Day by day he enacts the commandments anew. Whatsoever stirs a stagnant current, setting these flowing in wholesome directions, promotes brisk spirits and productive thinking. The less of routine, the more of life. The mind's a sparkle of heavenly fire that feeds in action and employment, needs no time for rest, for when it thinks to please itself with idleness, it is least at ease.